time for Vikings Country with Christian Ponder on the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network. Vikings Country with Christian Ponder is presented by Dick's Last Resort Restaurant and Bar, located on the fourth floor at Mall of America. Fun for all and all in fun. Now, along with Minnesota Vikings quarterback Christian Ponder, here's your host, Mike Mussman.
All right, Dick's Last Resort, make a little noise here. This is Vikings Country. And I already start off a little upset because they said Christian Ponder's name four times in just the intro and mine one time. Ladies and gentlemen, Christian Ponder.
Thank you. That's because no one cares about you, Mus.
Well, here's the thing. I'm going to tell you right now in this room, 80% was a cheer for you, 20 was me.
You're being generous to yourself, but good, good.
Well, you'll fit in well in this show. This is great. This is great. Yeah, Dick's Last Resort. We do this every Wednesday at 6:30. It is Vikings Country. Our guests are Christian Ponder, of course, who's here with us today. Yes. And listen, I don't need to hear every woman just sit there woo every time I say his name, okay? Feeling a little conscious here. And, of course, yeah, I got to sit next to him, and it's going to be on television here on FSN. That's going to be great.
Yeah, you definitely have the face for radio, that's for sure. So. Are you not on radio or what? What do you want?
I always
How about that, Joe Webb?
Wow. Touche, LaFleur.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. You know what? But here's the thing is that, Christian, I'm not even going to get that. You know what? I'm not going to get that involved because I know what's going to happen. I'm going to get attached, and then you're not going to do this show next year because right now you're sitting at a 70.1 completion percentage. You're sitting with a 104.9 rating. You got four touchdowns so far this year that you've been passing. And you know what? I know that you won't be here next year because you know, quarterbacks don't come on a silly show like this. You're smart people.
Are you trying to get me to commit to next year? Because I'm not going to do that.
Look at you. Look at them already.
No, I mean, it's only been three games. I mean, you know, we'll see. I like you, Mus. So.
Do you even want to finish this show?
I do. I want to finish this.
Okay, good.
I'm here, man. I'm all in.
Because last year, Jared, 22 sacks, gone. He's off the show.
Yeah, well, I can see. I mean, Jared's pretty big time, and you're not, so I can see why. And,
wow.
Yeah, I'm just kidding, man.
I know. I totally get it. Oh, Jay Glazer, he's my best friend. Oh, I'm going to hang out with more. Oh, Aaron Andrews is on the other phone. I guess I'll just talk to her.
Yeah, right. That's not true.
I wouldn't blame you with true. Aaron Andrews,
not
by the way.
Not true.
She's not an attractive woman at all, is she?
I'm not going down that road.
What do you mean?
You get me in trouble.
Get you? Listen. She's an attractive person. You could easily say, Mus, he's an attractive person. No one's ever going to say anything about that.
That is a lose-lose situation for me.
On the Mus part or the Aaron Andrews part?
On both.
Damn it.
Are you allowed to say that?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. This is Vikings country. You can get away with almost anything.
Beautiful.
How about the fact that there's a Christian Ponder jersey sitting there strapped up on that gator?
Yeah, which I'm kind of offended. Well, not only it's cut, so they ruined the jersey. And then they put it on a gator, which obviously Florida State, me being from Florida State, we hate gators. So that's kind of offensive. I don't even know if I'm ever – can we move the show to somewhere else?
No, absolutely we cannot. You know what stinks for me? Because this week we got to sit on the stage together, and it's going to be on FSN on Sunday at 11 o'clock. Yeah. It's going to be in HD, and they're going to see this and this and then – And then I talk to Carrie Underwood tomorrow. I'm going to be backstage with her. It's like, if you ever want to give a guy self-consciousness about his looks, it's these 2 days. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
So are you telling me that I'm handsome? That's kind of weird.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
You.
Are you just very becoming aware of this?
Very interesting.
Come on, you know you're a good-looking man.
You're a good-looking man. Yeah, Mus. You are on radio, but you you could easily be on television. On, you know, I don't know, PBS or something.
where it's blurry and fuzzy.
Regular cable, you know, you plug it in the wall. You don't have to order anything. You know, it's just, it's barely there.
I already don't like Christian Ponder, I can tell you that much. This is Vikings Country. We're here at Dick's Last Resort. Carrie Underwood, we mentioned that. Carrie Underwood's going to be in town tomorrow.
Yeah.
Would you say that you're more of a of a Carey guy or a Miranda guy? Miranda Lambert. Miranda Lambert, who's able to gut a deer and still sing a song. Carrie Underwood, who's just smoking hot.
That's a tough question. I like them both.
Yeah?
I don't know. That's putting somebody on the spot. I mean, I don't know. I'm big fans of both. I'm a big fan of country music, so, I don't know.
Who's your favorite artist that's out there?
If I don't say Jake, he's going to be mad at me, so Jake.
Really? Jake Owen?
Yeah.
That's funny that you say Jake Owen, because we actually talked to Jake Owen actually today, and it's going to be played back tomorrow morning with the K-102 Wake Up Crew. And Jake Owen is a huge fan of yours as well. Ryan, if you could play the clip.
My boy, how good is Christian Ponder looking right now? He's my boy. You know, we went Florida State, and he's such he's such a great guy. I was a big fan of Christian's. I hadn't met him because I was a little bit older than him. And when I was there with Kenny on the Brothers of the Sun tour, we played golf. He was so cool.
And he went on and on and on and on about the moment. He was very excited about the fact that you set him up with a helmet.
Yeah.
And your rookie season helmet.
Yeah, it was. And actually, you know, we're both friends with Marty Fish, and that's kind of how I met Jake. I guess Marty's a little bitter that I gave Jake the helmet and not Marty. So that hasn't gone over well. But, he hooked me up for that concert for the summer, and we had a great time, and we had that connection. He went to Florida State. He was actually on the golf team until he hurt himself, wakeboarding. So he's a great guy, it's a pretty cool guy to know.
You guys went out and golfed and did the whole thing, right?
We did, yeah. Played at Hazeltine, and I didn't play very well. Jake's a really good golfer.
Yeah.
I, unfortunately, am not, so...
I've heard you're a pretty good golfer. You kind of sell yourself short.
That's because there was like one news piece that they just so happened to like videotape two holes, and I actually played pretty decent on those holes, and now everyone sees I'm good, but I'm not good at all.
Well, you know what? Jake actually went on and told us another story as well, and this was kind of interesting. Go ahead, Ryan.
He's going to hate me for saying this. He came out to the show, and he's like, you know, my wife, we just got married, and he met her, and he's like, man, he's like, you guys got to, like, he's like, you got any, he asked my wife, he's like, you have any friends or anything? Like, you guys got to hook me up with, like, a girl. And I go, dude, you are the freaking quarterback of the Minnesota Vikings. If you can't get a girl, dude, come on, man.
So you really hit Jake Owen and his wife up to try to hook you up?
No, Jake and Marty took it upon themselves, and they're going to try to find me this girl, and I don't know. They took it. Thanks for throwing me on the bus, Jake. That's a complete lie. Wow.
He did say there at the beginning you're gonna hate him for saying that.
No, threw me on the bus. He took it upon himself. I didn't ask for any help.
That is kind of a tough go, though, if you are the quarterback of any team and you're a pro football quarterback and you can't, meet the girls.
I'm not. I'm fully focused on football. I do have a girlfriend now, so.
But fully focused on football, we all got to see it against the 49ers, didn't we, everybody?
Thank you.
The 24-13 win. Now, for a lot of people, as Vikings fans, and I'm one of them, but looking at the schedule, you looked at the first two weeks, and you're like, okay, these are definite wins. Maybe we get past San Francisco, but it wasn't the case. You guys took it to what they say is arguably the best team in the NFL.
Yeah, and they're obviously a very good team, and especially on defense, one of the best defenses we'll face all year, if not the best defense we'll face all year. And but the preseason ratings and rankings and all that stuff doesn't mean anything. I mean, that's why we get out on the field and play, and deservedly so. I mean, we went 3-13 last year. It was a pretty bad year, honestly, and especially for myself. But we have a very good team, and I think people are starting to realize that after that game. And unfortunately, Indianapolis game was very close, and we could easily be 3-0 right now, but we're not. We're 2-1, and the good thing is that life in the NFL, you win one game, it doesn't really matter. It just counts as one win no matter who the opponent is, and now we got to face Detroit this weekend, which will be another tough one.
Two touchdowns that you throw for. You run for one, 23-yard scamper, and I got to be honest with you, I was sitting at the Dome. I'm sitting there right behind Paul Allen watching this game, and I'm thinking, oh, he's so down. But I was really surprised by your quicks.
Thank you. I'm athletic. Thank you for noticing. No. And what's crazy is like it felt so much longer than 23 yards. I saw these highlights afterwards, 23 yards. 23 yards? That was like 75. What are you talking about? And then an awkward dive at the end is just weird. You know, it worked out.
Isn't that so awesome that you run for 23 yards, and then the first one there is Adrian Peterson. You're like, could you not hit me? And then every other guy comes in after
that. You know, Adrian's such a big dude, and he's, like, tackling me, and everyone's grabbing me. And yeah, it was fun, though. I mean, I enjoyed that moment.
Let's talk about this, because a lot of Vikings fans were really excited about the Ponder-Rudolph connection. And everybody was like, okay, when is this really going to start kicking off? And in this last game against the Niners, a couple of touchdowns, it was a great connection. But this man's hands are huge.
Yeah, they really are.
They look like they should be almost like cartoon hands. Does he actually only have four hands?
Four fingers,
like he's directing you into where the Magic Kingdom is.
Funny, you know, and he wears the white glove. So actually, who is it? Is it Betty Crocker that has a little glove or whatever? I don't know. So actually,
Hamburger Helper.
So they sent him. Or I guess it's General Mills. General Mills sent him this package of like Hamburger Helper. And they sent him the gloves, and it was pretty funny. But he's ridiculous. I mean, he'll be, if not this year, over the next couple of years, he'd definitely be a Pro Bowl tight end. And we have such a good relationship. Obviously, we came in as rookies together, and a really great guy. We got along really well, and you know, that chemistry off the field is really translating to on the field.
How happy are you that he is your tight end and not your proctologist?
Did you really have to go there? That's disgusting.
That's the show.
Yeah, I mean, yes.
Well, would you rather talk football?
I would rather not talk about proctology.
Well, especially if it's Kyle
I heard that was your dream job. Unfortunately, you got stuck with this.
No, yeah. Well, you have to go to school for the other one. This one, all you need is concert tickets.
Yeah, well, that's good. I'm glad you know, at least. You know your limits. That's good.
Christian Ponder, everybody, here at Vikings Country.
Thank you.
You can check out the Vikings Locker Room store here at Mall of America for the latest selection of official team merchandise, including the new Nike game jersey. Select Vikings merchandise is also available for a special discounted price here at Dick's Last Resort. During the tapings of Vikings Country, it's right in the back over here. They always have a great deal going on. We have another segment coming up here. Are you ready for what we got coming up next?
I am.
We break down what's going to happen next week.
Okay.
Not really. We talk about ridiculous stuff. On this show?
Still?
Right, yes. Good. Absolutely. Are you okay with this?
I'm good, yeah.
All right.
It's good.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Christian Ponder, everybody. Vikings Country. Here on FM 100.3, The Fan.
Percy Harvin, slot right. Ponder shotgun, third and goal from the 2-yard line of the Niners. We lead by four. Ponder takes the snap, loops it right side. Rudolph, caught, touchdown! Kyle Rudolph with two touchdowns today, and he got that one on Dante Whitner. The Minnesota Vikings lead the San Francisco 49ers 23-13.
Vikings Country, hey, is everybody having a good time here? Dick's Last Resort, thank you so much for hosting you here at Vikings Country. Christian Ponder is my guest here. You just heard the voice of the Minnesota Vikings, Paul Allen, calling the second touchdown that Christian threw, which, by the way, Adrian Peterson was wide open.
Yes, he was. You look at the film, and he's like, pretty funny.
I mean, he was not just wide open. He was, like, ridiculously wide open.
Well, you know, it's like pre-snap. I knew exactly what they were doing. They were bringing all out cover zero, so it was, you know, one-on-one matchups with everybody. And I'm, like, thinking, okay, Kyle on a linebacker. That's the best matchup on the field. I didn't know that they were going to just completely drop coverage and just no one cover Adrian. So,
but it was
worked out.
It was a great throw. Great catch.
It was a great catch. It
wasn't
a crappy throw. He made a great catch.
Hey, this week's scouting report is brought to you by Sports Authority, all things sporting good. This is where we really just dive into just super football. This is the part of the segment, man, Vikings Country.
You seem like you have a high football IQ. So
acumen is what we're really looking for there. But when we had Sully on here, he said that Joe Webb actually has a little bit more pressure with his hands up his crotch than you do. Your thoughts?
Complete lie. We had this conversation after practice the other day, and he asked me, why am I the only one that when I'm under center that he doesn't rack himself? Well, with the others, he tends to hurt himself.
So
I feel like he's more comfortable with me.
Yeah,
he's a lie. That's a bold-faced lie.
Yeah. So yeah. He's saying you have a little bit of a dainty touch.
Yeah, we have a very interesting relationship, to say the least.
Well, one would say, would think. It's not everybody that you put your hands up underneath.
No, and yeah.
I mean, I would hope.
Not, yeah, and it's like, you know, we do it 50, 60 times a day. So it's, you know, it's good relationship.
Yeah. Has there been some players you're just like, oh, my God, I would rather just go from the long snap?
Yes. your hand can smell of sorts for days. It's like sometimes it's hard
days.
To wash it off, man. You're like,
yeah, baby.
Never mind.
It's well, hey, this is the land of 10,000 frozen lakes, so hockey gloves make your hand stick. I get where you're going there.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of that butt chugging, have you heard about this? It's the newest thing.
What is that with kids these days, man?
It's insane. It started with, like, keg stand. Innocent. It's awesome at a wedding when grandma does it. Outstanding. Then, all of a sudden, guys started, like, pouring liquor right into their eye. Just, like, directly in their eye, which can't feel good at all.
No.
But now, well, it's butt chugging. They literally take wine and...
So what is up with society these days? I mean, what is... I want to know. I want to meet the first person that thought of that idea.
Yeah.
What is wrong with that guy? That is terrible.
He's also the guy that knows how to, you know, pop the cork too, which is really actually congratulations to that guy.
It's a good image.
Right.
Terrible.
But you'd hate to see a salute, you know, when somebody is like something big happened and hey, we just won the NFC Championship. No chance of that.
I hope I never. I mean, I will never experience that. I just hope I'm never around seeing someone experience that. I don't even know what to say to that. I'm appalled.
coming up this week against Detroit. Now, Matthew Stafford, we don't know if he's actually going to play. It looks like maybe it'll be whoever the backup is. Who cares?
Sean Hill.
Yeah.
Okay.
He used to play for us. Whatever. But what is it about the handshake at the end of games with quarterbacks? Do you guys just have to do that? Do you find yourself sometimes just going, I hate that guy, but I have to do it?
Never have I ever felt that way about anybody.
Yeah.
You kind of have the respect for your opponents around the league, especially the quarterback position. And a lot of times we end up being friends. And with Matthew, I mean, we're both from Dallas, and we got recruited. We came out of high school at the same time and got recruited by the same school. So we kind of had a relationship before all this. So, there's kind of a mutual respect between everybody. It's not a have-to thing. You don't have to shake hands.
Have you embraced the Gangnam Style thing?
I have not, and I've seen that
the
everywhere.
The side thing
where
you're doing the...
And
then kicking it?
No, I can't do that. I don't dance.
You don't think we could just rock that right now?
No,
maybe,
not me.
Oh,
how about this?
How about this against Detroit?
This is on TV, by the way.
But you run one in from like 23 yards, and you're all gassed and winded like you were talking about before, and then you just do the Gangnam Style. Wouldn't that be sweet?
I think Chris Klug pulled that off in the preseason at some point. I will never do that ever. I don't dance.
Chris Klug? Why was he doing it?
I don't know.
Hey, he just nailed one for 56. Woo!
Yeah, I don't know.
That's just ridiculous.
He is a very integral part of us, of this team. So
Jerome Simpson makes his return.
Yeah. Yeah, we're excited about that.
Absolutely make a little noise here. Let's get vertical on this game.
I mean, everyone saw what he did in the preseason, and obviously we've done well without him, but he's definitely going to add another dimension to this offense. And it was funny seeing him out in practice today. I mean, today was his first practice back, and he's like a little kid. He's just running around and enjoys it, man. He's like a little kid on Mountain Dew, just all hyper, and it's hilarious. But he's awesome, so we're happy to have him back.
What is, and now we will actually talk a little football on this, but what is the difference in the 49er game versus all the games played up to this point, even in this season, where everything seemed to play, not just as yourself, but the offense, but just the whole team as a unit, everything seemed to come together?
It was just one of those games. I mean, you know, well, number one, with on the offensive side, last year was our first year in Coach Musgrave's offense, our offense coordinator. Every game is going to get better, and then, you know, year to year it's going to get better. So, you know, between the three games, I mean, we've got more efficient and produced better plays. And I don't know, just the whole team came out with the right attitude. And we knew that everyone was counting us out. We kind of played with a chip on our shoulders and went out and just executed and had fun. And we came out on top. It was definitely a fun game for us.
Chad Greenway is very upset at the fact that he's actually the shortest one in that photo that's sitting right up behind you right over there.
Yeah.
He's still white hot about it. Every week that he comes over, he's upset.
He does look tiny in it. That is awesome.
I think it inspired him.
And how horrible is that beard, by the way?
Oh, it's just
mine is better
bad.
Than Sully's and Chad's, though. Chad's is pretty bad. Mine's
yeah.
really bad.
You really do grow a nice little beard.
Yeah. Which is awesome because I have an older brother, and he has the summer beard. You know, some here, some there. And he gets really jealous of my facial hair. And,
yeah.
And actually, I can grow it in pretty quickly. It's very Minnesotan of me, I guess, you know?
That's actually not that Minnesotan of you. Most of us are sitting here like pale like me and can't grow anything. I have a hair equator. It doesn't grow anywhere above here. But Chad Greenway's performance last week, 13 tackles, yeah. couple of sacks. I mean, unbelievable.
He played like a madman out there. And I remember specifically when he had that sack on Alex. I mean, he just drilled him. And he played pretty extremely well, probably the best game I've seen him play since I've been here. And what a great guy he is. And obviously one of the biggest leaders on our team. And that was good to see. I mean, he definitely set the tone on defense. And you know, everyone feeds off that energy. When someone has a big game, everyone else sees that, and it rubs off on everybody.
Christian Ponder is hanging out with me here at Vikings Country. We're here at Dick's Last Resort. This is where we're going to be every Wednesday. And he's on the rotation. Check it out at Vikings.com. Detroit coming off a ridiculous loss against the Titans. Yeah. I mean, some really silly stuff happened in that game. And defensive line, solid, but defensive backfield, a little susceptible.
You know, number one, I mean, it was a tough game, and we know they're kind of going to come in extra motivated for this one. It's their second game back home, and they're going to be fired up, so we know it's going to be a tough game, and it's extremely hard to win on the road in the NFL, so we know it's going to be a tough one, but it's going to be a fun one. And obviously, their defensive front four is probably the best in the league, and they have great linebackers, and they have a lot of experience in the defensive backs. I mean, there is no bad player in the NFL, and it's going to be a tough challenge for us.
We didn't even talk about the Seahawks and Green Bay game, but it doesn't matter anyways, because yeah. this is Vikings Country. This is Christian Ponders, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks.
Dick's Last Resort is proud to host Vikings Country each Wednesday night beginning at 6:30. You can join us next week. Chad Greenway is going to be here. Dick's Last Resort, fourth floor, Mall of America. And you catch it right here, Vikings Country on 100.3 FM.